Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 28th and the whole week ahead. Now Venus is going to square Pluto in your sign and Mercury is going to sextile Pluto in your sign. What does this all boil down to? Well, it boils down to this, that anything to do with love and money could be a problem this weekend, but anything to do with the ability to socialise and network and talk and communicate can be good. So you can sort out the problems by talking about them openly. Here's your Sunday stars. With a moon in Aquarius, it's all about money and finance. There is a square to Mercury, and the biggest problem with a moon square Mercury is either not thinking something through and thoroughly, or jumping to conclusions. You do need to be very aware and careful of all financial matters today, simply because you just haven't, you've not dotted the I's and crossed the T's, basically. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon in the sign of Pisces, you've got a lot going for you now, because the aspects are gorgeous. In fact, they're glorious. Anything to do with your brothers, sisters, close family, even your neighbours, is excellent. But if you're thinking of having a bit of a do or going to one, well, it could be a bit of a Halloween bash or a firework night or something like that, then go, because there's someone you need to meet. Here's your Tuesday stars. The moon is going to square your ruling planet Saturn today, and that means there is a chance something is going to be hard going. Something you thought would be a doddle isn't, and that's why you need to be reserved and cautious. That is a Capricorn trait. And so if you're prepared to work at somebody or something, then you will make headway, but perhaps not as much progress as you'd hoped in the beginning. Here's your Wednesday stars. The problem with the moon opposition Mars is quite simply is that everything is rushed and there isn't enough care and attention to detail taken. If it's not you, then it's somebody else, which is why I would advise a second opinion. Might be a health matter, a business concern, something to do with the home, contracts, I mean, whatever it is for you. I would certainly look at everything in close proximity, and if you need a second opinion, get one. And here's your Thursday stars. Put the moon and Pluto together, and oh, we do have a few dramas. Normally it stems from jealousy or envy of some particular kind. Could be a home family situation where one side of the family doesn't see eye to eye with the other. But when you get a Moon-Pluto aspect, you do have to be very careful, because there's an underlying feeling that things could erupt and get out of hand, and they could. Here's your Friday stars. Delicious. Venus and Saturn working so well together. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. That's Venus in the 10th house, sextile Saturn in the 12th. And what this is good for is working hard and going after an ambition, a career break, or creating opportunities by being prepared for anything. The more prepared you are, the more opportunities will come your way.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.